Let's see how this works out. Our body, our physical configuration, is transmuted into the Nirmanakaya, the manifested body of a Buddha, with the help of the Jawang and its associated practices and meditations. Our speech, our principle of communication, is transformed into the Sambhogakaya, a Buddha's body of reciprocal enjoyment, with the help of the secret Wong and the practices associated with it. And our mind is transmuted into the Dharmakaya, the absolute body, the absolute personality, the inner essence of Buddhahood, with the help of the knowledge of the Prajna Wong and its associated practices and exercises and experiences. But you may say, if you've been following very closely, well, what about the fourth Wong? You've only accounted for three. So what about the fourth Wong? Now, the fourth Wong represents the transmutation of body, speech and mind collectively, not just individually, but collectively, into what is called the Swabhavika Kaya, and this is a fourth, not really a fourth, but a body representing the sort of collectivity of the three kayas, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, and it means the self-existent body or personality. So one's three kayas collectively are transmuted into the three kayas collectively of a Buddha. In other words, into this Svabhavika Kaya, and this is effected by the fourth Wong, which is not so much a separate Wong as a collectivity of the previous three Wongs.